Good news! I'm Bill!
And I'm Abby!
And these are some of those we like.
Wow, that was barely coherent.
Yeah, we're back!
We are! And this, ladies and gentlemen, today marks my first contribution to this.
It's extremely rare for a co-host to actually bring a goddamn soda.
Oh, really?
I don't think Bob did it ever. And I kind of discouraged Brian because he wasn't as good at keeping track of what we'd already done.
That's fair.
But you asked me about this one.
I did. I was like, hell yeah. I did.
So Abby just got back from the World Market. Just walked in a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's on this label?
Oh, well, the label came off.
Yeah.
It's a little damp.
Do not store in direct sunlight.
Well, that would... Because it's in a clear glass, so the dye would fade.
Oh, just like me.
What?
Sedimentation is natural and may occur.
Oh, Jesus. Do not scare me like that.
Got a best before date.
Because that may or may not be the name. I'm not gonna go there.
I got a little bit of glue
goop
on my fingers.
You got some goop on him.
Yeah.
It's a product of Italy.
There's goop on the bottle.
It's not that old. The best before date should be fine.
4 days ago.
Ah, shit!
Actually, 5 days ago. It's the 30th
now. Oh, whatever. It'll be
fine.
Yeah,
it's expired on fucking Monday.
Oh, well. I didn't just walk in from World Market, y'all.
World Market.
That may have been flavor. That may have been some flavor.
Don't you part the kimono for these fine people.
Oh, we got some really pitiful little...
Because they're so wet.
Yikes. This episode is just getting worse and worse.
I had to twist it off with a velvet bag.
Oh god, this is just so bad. Ooh, it's got a nice little foam on it, though.
Yeah. It's a good audible pour to this bottle shape. We didn't say what this is.
Oh yeah, we didn't. This is a caramel macchiato soda, which is a thing that exists, apparently.
Great toffee taste, refreshing caramel macchiato soda.
Yes, that, what he said. From the good old...
It's just World Market brand.
Yep.
Yeah, slightly carbonated. Let's just pop this label right off of
it. Oh, yep, wow. It's really quite,
I mean...
It's really quite damn.
We put it in the freezer, and then we left it out of the freezer. So that may impact things.
Okay, well, I can't smell it out here. Let's get a little bit closer.
I can smell it here.
Oh, yeah, wow. Ah.
Have I ever had a caramel macchiato? I've definitely had this flavor in ice cream.
Yeah?
Yeah. Smells
nice. I love the way that coffee smells.
I'm actually getting a lot of caramel in this nose.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
Yeah,
all you 7-year-olds, don't put caramel up there.
Yeah, don't do that.
7-year-olds love this podcast.
I apologize to all the parents of 7-year-olds who are listening to this podcast.
This one goes out to all the kids out there that get called sport.
And kiddo.
And we're on a watch list.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen. Officially.
Officer Friedman, how you doing? This nose is fantastic, though.
No, it does smell real good.
It's fucking rich as hell.
Mm-hmm. I love the way coffee smells. I generally don't
the
way it tastes.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
I like coffee-flavored things.
Yeah.
But I do not like coffee
at all.
The
acid disagrees with me.
I don't like the devil's bean juice.
Devil's. All right.
I prefer the devil's leaf juice.
Why is it still the devil's?
It's got caffeine in it.
Oh, okay. The caffeine is what... Caffeine... You heard it here first, folks. Caffeine is of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I was unaware of this.
Yeah.
It smells really good. Hey, Ray, I want a candle that smells like this. I know you can't smell it because it's on a podcast, but I want
No, she can smell it.
I want a candle that smells like this.
She can absolutely 100% smell it.
It's so good. Oh, it's good. All right. I gotta breathe before I... Otherwise, I won't be able to...
Yeah.
All right.
Gotta cleanse that nose palate.
Okay.
It sure did say it was lightly carbonated, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
Yep, lightly carbonated. It had a nice foam on it, originally, but yeah, it was not being facetious.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
It's weird having this...
combination of things?
It's weird having this flavor. The combination of the flavors is fine.
Okay.
It's weird having this flavor on such a thin bev.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a little...
Because it's not the temperature.
No.
That's weird.
Right. It's not even really the carbonation.
No. It's the thin bev.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, I can't see my knee through this drink. And that's a standard we've established, apparently.
You probably also can't see the drink through your knee, so... He's gonna try it.
There it is.
Yep. Shoot, that old glass knee.
That old glass knee.
Nope.
Song's gonna be in Fallout 5.
Glass knee.
That old glass knee.
That old glass knee.
Send your requests directly to Todd Howard.
For him to ignore. Because he's still working on Skyrim.
Are you getting a coded message over there?
No, my phone is ringing! That's all it was.
Yeah, this is kind of nice. I bet this is caffeinated.
Oh, shit!
I mean, you brought us a coffee drink.
Is it? Oh, fuck. It doesn't say, but it does say it has coffee extract in it.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm going to watch 2 episodes of Better Call Saul before bed tonight.
God damn it. What can I watch? What can I do? My PlayStation isn't plugged in and I don't have a computer right now.
Get it on your phone. I can tell you what to watch. You can watch Chapter 3 of And Dragons, available on youtube.com/andbetter. It's a thrilling tale of just some boys trying to make it in that professional wrestling lifestyle and the bumbling adventures that they find themselves
in. Yeah, bumbling is an understatement.
Chapter 3, Rumble in the Bungle.
Oh, yep. That's
you don't need to watch Chapters 1 and 2.
To
pick up on Chapter 3. They're separate stories, mm-hmm. but they will all feed into Chapter 4.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Captain Champion seems like a pretty...
Captain Champion is the greatest character in fiction.
Stand up, hold down, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to it, you'd know what that was a reference to, eventually.
By the time this goes up, that...
They will?
That fight will be at least mostly over.
It's a good fight.
It's a
good fight.
I think it's a multi-play session fight.
All right.
Those happen sometimes. That's the problem with tabletop role-playing mm-hmm. games. Combat.
Yeah.
Takes a long time.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or no time, and then you're just like, well...
Well, what do I do now?
I thought this was going to take 2 hours, so later, guys.
Yep. Or sometimes you have people in your party that just sort of run headlong into whatever they're doing and get themselves impaled on spikes that jut out from the floor and the ceiling before you even get to the boss. So that happens every once in a while.
Sometimes you find the boss in the woods and one member of the party picks up the other member of the party and throws him like a javelin and... as they're sailing past the boss, they just one-shot him with a scythe and cut his head clean off. And then your entire boss encounter is just thrown into the waste paper bin.
Okay, that's fair. Sometimes also you get Aero-Kyle to the final boss. Aero-Kyle
was some horse shit.
Sometimes you get to the final boss and one of your teammates decides to turn that fucking final boss into a worm.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a Whittem, but like a dragon, but like a little, fucking worm.
A little
like
green
an
guy
worm.
That wants to teach you how to read books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that sort of, again, just throw the whole encounter
that's what
into
I think
the
worms
trash.
Do.
I mean, that's what they did in elementary school.
Or you could run into a supernatural hunter that was trying to take down your team and he captures you and you get offered to basically run an army in the underworld and your entire party goes, you know what, this plays perfectly to my my character's goals, like the things they're offering me, so you know what, let's do it. And then you all ritualistically slit your own throats and the DM just slowly closes the rule book and says, well, that's the game, you're dead.
Speaking of, sometimes, another thing that happens sometimes is that...
Just sometimes.
Just every once in a while. This is, it should be noted, related to the person who gets impaled by running into things.
I like that you're putting somebody on blast so hard.
It's not all the same person.
This hasn't been either.
Okay, there we go. But sometimes you're interrogating a suspect.
We're
or,
much higher
or
energy than we were 11 and a half minutes ago.
Yeah,
this,
wow,
this
holy
does
shit.
Have caffeine content,
yep,
you guys.
There's definitely caffeine in here.
Do you want to go for another jog to the park?
Jesus Christ. You're interrogating a dude and you good. Somebody starts going off on on like a little too hard and one of the other people says, No, don't do that.
By indicating the
universal, if you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, you know what I mean, the throat slit, like just cut it off, stop doing that, drawing the finger across
the neck.
Yeah, no, sometimes some people take that as an indication that they should actually cut that person's throat.
Play the old bad cop, red cop.
Bad cop, dead person, and then
well,
that
no,
person
the dead
is
person is on the other team. You know, it's not bad cop interrogated criminal.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Though, that's a pretty good prank to pull on good cop. They're not going
to
see that coming.
That's true. It should be noted that I do enjoy witnessing a good D&D session. Those are always fun to watch.
YouTube.com/ambitter.
That's what I'm saying. That's
I'm
what I'm
editing
saying, y'all.
These now instead of just laying in place so we don't have as many long rules lookups.
There you go.
That's a courtesy. My God.
All right, well, we finished the sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Soda. Single soda. What do you think?
Gosh.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, because it wasn't bad, it wasn't... I mean, I think I know what I'm going to, about what I'm going to rate
like it.
Yeah, I think I know what I'm going to rate it, but I just have to, the analogy is,
It's like going to the library to check out a book, and you came back with three DVDs. 65.
There you go. Wait, 65 DVDs?
I don't know, 65 out of 100. I
oh,
said three
65.
DVDs.
You didn't then, you just then randomly said
a
65.
Number between 0 and
okay.
100.
All right, whatever. I don't
oh,
know,
my
I
God,
feel
that
like...
Was my, I apologize, America.
I feel like, okay.
To Canada.
What did Canada do?
Mm-hmm.
Canada knows what they did.
No, I feel like this is, so while we're on that bent, you've spent a good portion of time planning a campaign, and...
How did you come up with this one? This is out of left field, where the balls get hit by the people that don't quite understand. They're just there to practice hitting
no,
the
that's,
ball.
No, that's fair. Yeah, okay, no.
Do we hit it at the fence?
I'm not talking about... The balls and hitting the balls.
No, you're talking about the baseball campaign.
Of course. Obviously. The baseball campaign. Yes, that's what it was. It was an entire campaign based around baseball.
Specifically,
I know what this is. Specifically, the baseball episode of The X-Files, Season 6, The Unnatural.
That's really fun D&D campaign, though.
A baseball-themed?
Yeah, you're just the traveling baseball team that solves crimes.
That's not bad.
The melee person just has a modified club that's just a bat.
Well, everybody would have a bat.
The pitcher throws firebolts.
Oh, dude, this is pretty good.
I'd play the shit out of that.
And then what would... You need a catcher.
Right.
What would the catcher... Catcher would be the defense.
Got a little buckler.
Yep.
He just has on his hand.
It's a really good buckler, though.
It's so good, you guys.
It's because he can, like... He puts it wherever it needs to go. He, like... So, right. So then would you have... The umpire be the bard. The bard. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. That sounds pretty solid.
I super fucking want to play this game. Holy shit. It's the solving crimes part that's really important.
That's fair.
Because if it's just like, you go into a dungeon, you can't play baseball in a dungeon. I gotta solve a crime.
Well, I'm not gonna spoil the episode, because if y'all haven't watched it, oh, please fucking do.
I haven't.
So please do. It's a good-ass time. Written and directed by David Duchovny. Good job, son.
That's how you know.
Yep.
That's the stamp of quality on any television show.
Exactly.
Bob's Burgers.
Written and
directed by David Duchovny. You know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Fucking Better Call Saul. Written and directed by David Duchovny. Yep. Hell yeah. Let's get into there.
Yep.
Judge Judy. How do you even do that? I don't know. Cops? Uh-oh.
There is also a cops episode.
Oh yeah,
in that of the X-Files. So check that one out too. But no, it's the moment when you realize while watching that episode that the baseball player X is the soda, drinking the soda, is the moment that you realize that that guy was Tom Collins in Rent and is also the dad on The Flash. It's that moment of, oh my god, this boy, look at how young he is, he's so good.
That's a common reaction on X-Files.
Yeah, it's a very common reaction. Yeah. But this is, I mean,
I've seen Rent once.
We were talking about baseball, so that's where it sort of spiraled from.
Okay.
There was also an episode of Will Sasso in it.
I haven't seen The Flash.
It seemed
like it's a thing that I could enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, I've never watched Arrow.
Yeah.
But I've watched The Flash.
It seems like The Flash is less serious Arrow.
Yeah. What it needed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Someday. I'm going to give it a 72.
Ah. 65 and a 72, that's a 68 and a half.
Woo!
Nice.
Nice. Almost nice.
Nice.
It's just...
You tried.
It's almost... Should I give it a 73?
No, it's the thought that counts.
Okay, so it's almost nice.
You bungled it slightly, but I appreciate the effort.
That's how you know it wasn't planned.
Plant?
Planned.
Oh.
Planned. The
it
word
also
I
was,
used. It also
it was
not...
a plant. Nice.
80 bone.
Do it for the vine.
Jesus.
See you later.
I'm just a plant. I'm just an innocent plant.